Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, John Horn, your speaker. Now, we promised you at the conclusion of our last message to you, we're going to show you from the Scriptures how you can enter into the good of that which has been purchased by our Lord Jesus Christ, namely, everlasting life, how you can become an heir of salvation, how you can, in other words, become an heir of God and a joint heir with our Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll listen now, we're going to read to you in the Gospel by St. John, chapter 3 and verse 18. We noticed in our last message to you that God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world to Him might be saved. Now, listen. God does not arbitrarily save sinners. After all, you know, there is human responsibility. God is sovereign. And God is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. But listen, there is a responsibility that rests upon your shoulders, and I think it's indicated in the verse we're going to read to you, and it tells you how you can become the possessor of everlasting life. Listen to it. St. John 3 and verse 18, He that believeth on Him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, if you'd like to get out from under the condemnation and the guilt of your sin, then it's presented to you in this simple way. He that believeth on Him is a person. Salvation is in a person, and that person is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, if you were to read on this wonderful chapter, and I hope that you'll do it, but at the very last two verses that I'm going to notice with you, it says in verse 35, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. Now, the one who has supreme authority makes a pledge and a promise to all who trust Him. Now, you listen to verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. It doesn't say he that believeth on the Son hopes to get everlasting life. It simply says, he that believeth on the Son, H-A-T-H, hath everlasting life. And then further it says, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. Now, I'm sure all of you listening in today would like to know that you have everlasting life. You'd like to know that when you leave this world of sin and sorrow, it would mean for you to be absent from the body at home with the Lord. You'd like to know that when you close your eyes upon earth for the last time, it would mean to be with Him, that one whom God sent into the world to suffer, to bleed, and to die to bring you to Himself. What are the terms? Listen to them. He's the one that speaks, and He's the one that has the authority. He that believeth on the Son hath. That word hath simply means has got. He's in possession of everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. Now, I'm going to suggest, and it's there, right on the very surface of the passage itself, if you take the pains and the time to read this verse over very carefully, as in the presence of God, you will be able to discover just exactly your true position before God. In other words, you will find that you're in the first part of the verse or in the last part of the verse. Now, what's the difference? Well, let's see. Verse 36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And I'm sure I hear you say, well, that's exactly where I'd like to be. That's just exactly what I'd like to know. Then here are the terms. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And the last part of the verse tells us of those who refuse his Son, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God, the anger of God, abideth upon him. Oh, trust him today, and salvation is yours. May the Lord help you to do so for his name's sake. Amen.